Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner. We'll be resuming our Community Corner mini-talks now. The next presentation will be given by David Herron. He's a staff engineer here with Sun Microsystems. He's been working on the JDK project, and he will be telling us about packaging the JDK for Linux and OpenSolaris, a getting started guide. David, go ahead.
Right. So, as you all heard, we've been working on a new license for the JDK so that we can support Linux and OpenSolaris distributions to redistribute Sun's JDK. And our goal, my goal for this talk is to help operating system distributors to see what they can do to join with this project and use the DLJ to embed Java with their operating system. The overall goal for this project is to increase ubiquity for Java, make it so that it's more widely available on Linux and OpenSolaris. Should have deleted those slides. Okay, so I want to start talking about, so the most of what's involved with using this license is understanding the legal requirements so that you do this correctly. So most of this talk is about the license and the requirements in the license. So if we start looking at the license, our primary audience are distributors of Linux and OpenSolaris operating systems. We may add other operating systems in the future, but at the moment those are the ones we're talking about. The license fixes some problems that were in the BCL that a lot of people have been complaining about for several years. The license also allows users of your operating system to design, develop, test, and run Java programs. It allows you to distribute Sun's JDK on media with your operating system. It allows you to distribute the JDK indirectly through distributors. So that last one is about if you have a operating system that, or if you have somebody, like the relationship between Debian and Ubuntu. Okay, so Debian is one project, and Ubuntu uses the Debian project. And so when one operating system distributor agrees to this license, the people that distribute modifications of that operating system are also able to use that license. Okay, so the rights under the DLJ pass down to your downstream distributors of your operating system. So there's also some obligations under the DLJ that we're expecting DLJ licensees to follow. So it's to keep all the copyright notices and other notices, like the license, intact. It's to distribute the entire JDK. There's no subsetting. Though there is, That's not quite completely correct. You can distribute a JRE, which is a subset. You can also distribute the JDK, but you wouldn't be able to subset beyond that. So the JRE or JDK has to provide the full Java platform. The next one is about mingling Sun's JDK with other software. So the idea there is that Sun's JDK, you know, like the rt.jar, the runtime classes, those are tested with our VM. And there's a lot of dependencies in the rt.jar with RVM. So it just would not technically work to try to take our rt.jar and run it against somebody else's VM, or use somebody else's rt.jar on our VM. It's just not going to work. So mingling isn't a good idea, even from a technical standpoint. Another is presenting the license for end users so that they also agree to the license. Another one is to indemnify Sun against claims arising from your, that should say, operating system, or your violation of the DLJ. And then finally, to ship only compatible JDKs with your operating system. Okay. And there's a project homepage. I've got a URL later in the talk. But the project at jdkdistros.dev.java.net has a lot more details here than what I'm describing here. It has the full text of the license. It has various facts. And we also have abilities for you to communicate with us, forums, mailing lists, and so forth. So another of the aspects of the licensing is that it allows you to ship alternate Java implementations with your operating system alongside Sun's Java implementation. So that's not a there's a lot of people out there that believe that we want to stop other Java implementations from being shipped. That's not what our license is about. That's not what we want to do. So the thing is, again, about not mingling our implementation with somebody else's implementation. So that part is what the license says about alternate Java implementations, is about mingling. So then compatibility. This has been one of our, you see this on signs all over the show, compatibility matters. So how do we preserve compatibility in this case? So for us, the compatibility means that the Java implementation passes the requirements of the TCK. And the bits that we're providing are the same Java implementation that we package for our normal distribution. And those have passed compatibility testing on specific versions of Linux or Solaris. But under this program, those bits, that Java implementation, are going to be distributed under some version of Linux or Solaris, which we did not test. So there's opportunity for some compatibility problem. Now, the DLJ puts the responsibility for the compatibility onto the Linux distributor. And the expectation is that the Linux distributor is going to be working to make sure that their operating system remains compatible with Java. So Java makes use of certain system calls, certain system features, and so if the, for instance, if the one way that the Sun's JDK could break on somebody on an operating system is for that operating system distribution to have implemented certain features in a way that we didn't expect. So the JDK Distros project, one of the purposes of this project is for us to collaboratively work together on any compatibility problems that arise. So the problem may be in the operating system distribution. It may be configured in a way that's we didn't expect, or it could be in our code, in Sun's Java code. So will work together through this project to resolve compatibility problems. Okay, so those are about the requirements and a lot of the legal stuff. So the next part is just an overview of what you would do to package the JDK for your operating system. So again, this talk is aimed at people that package operating systems. So that's a rather small audience, but they're an important audience here. So on the JDK Distros project, we are distributing raw bundles of the JDK. These are basically just tar files that contain all the files that make the JDK, but there's no installer. So the operating system distributor is expected to come to this project, get that bundle, and then take it apart and start creating packaging that's for their operating system. And we've been doing this with the Debian project and with the Ubuntu project and also a person with the Gentoo project. And what we've been doing with them is they create packaging scripts. And those packaging scripts are packaging the bits from the JDK into a form, into a bundle that makes sense for their operating system. So when it goes on to Debian or Ubuntu, it gets really mingled into the Debian or Ubuntu system in a way that makes sense for Debian and Ubuntu. And they're the ones that understand their operating system, and they were able to do that in a way that makes sense for them, in a way that we didn't understand because we don't necessarily understand their operating system. And that's true with all the other operating system distributions, is that we'll be able to that each operating system distributor understands their system in a way that we don't understand. So they're expected to put together the packaging scripts and bundles that make sense for their system. Now on the JDK Distros project, the main thing that we'll have there are packaging scripts. And that's the main thing we're expecting to share between each other on that project, are the packaging scripts for various operating systems, so that if somebody comes up to this project, they haven't looked at this before, and they want to get started, they'll probably have some examples already sitting there that they could use. So one thing is, you're free to integrate the JDK in whatever way makes sense for your system, as long as you maintain compatibility and other requirements. And those are all covered on the JDK Distros site, all those requirements. Now, there is a technical issue that Sun's JDK does have some interdependencies between the files, between the files that make up the JDK distribution expect to be in a directory hierarchy that matches the current JDK JRE directory hierarchy that we ship. So that does provide a little bit of a limitation on the flexibility of how you can integrate to your system. But we should be able to work that out. Okay, I already talked about this. The scripts on the JDK Distros project is meant to contain packaging scripts and other scripts and hints and tips for packaging the JDK on different operating systems. One thing is that everything on the project is to be done under the MIT license. The MIT license gives us the greatest flexibility for sharing files back and forth between different licensing realms. So here's a little bit about the future. You know, it's a little hard to predict the future, but we do see a lot of potential with this project to make Java more widely available on a wide range of Java platform, or in Linux and Open Solaris platforms. To have it be so easily installable that it's like on Ubuntu or Debian, it's just an apt-get command and it's there. You know, that will make it very trivial to get Java on these systems, and then in turn, with Java being easily able to be installed, then that makes it more easier to tell people to use your Java application. So that should begin to make Java a first-class citizen in these in these Linux and Open Solaris environments that in the past maybe they haven't, because it wasn't so easy to install Java on those systems. And the last statement is this one that was in the keynote the other day, of it's not a matter of when but how, and you know that may impact what we're doing with this project. And of course, this is for further study on our team. So let's see. Okay, the project resources. This is the URL for the homepage. It's jdk-distros.dev.java.net. And so that's about it. Yes.
I didn't quite follow the concept of mingling. Like if I have something that's unique to my distro and I want to expose it to Java, can I not ship alongside Java some little JNI thing that calls into what's unique about my platform? What does mingling mean, and what am I not allowed to do?
Okay, so the question is about what specifically mingling means, especially if you were to have some customization to your platform that you would want to integrate into the Java system, or the JDK. Okay, and what we're talking about with mingling is between Java implementations. So there's multiple Java implementations out there from various groups, and we're interested in preventing mingling between those Java implementations. What you're describing of something that would be a JNI or something like that that you're integrating into Java, I think that would be fine. But I'm not a lawyer, so maybe there's something in the license that's, I don't know. So I would suggest carefully reading the license and okay, any other questions? All right. Okay.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much. A very, very nice description of how to get started packaging the JDK for Linux and Open Solaris distributions. This is something that was new that was announced at Java 1 this week. Thanks, David.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor, and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.